Okay, we're learning now Masech Lepeya, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Elam Afsik Lepeya. The following items, the following things serve as a hefsek. In order to make the fields, that make one big field and two big fields, and if we have to separate two different corners. The following things are going to be considered to be two different fields. Number one is Hanachal, a valley, the Hashalulis, V'derech HaYochid, V'derech HaRabim. What all these things? Elam Afsik Lepeya, Bein Sodeh, Bein Sodeh Lepeya, Bein Sodeh L'Sodeh, V'yiyu Nechshavim K'shtei Sodeh. L'inyin Sheminiyach
Peya,
Mechitza, after two different fields. L'inyin Sheminiyach Peya, Be'achas Mehen Al Chaverto, Lo'y also Lo'y Lepeya. If you separate Peya in one, it's not going to work for the other, because they're considered to be two separate fields. You may not leave pay from one field for its fellow field. Hanachal is a nohar. Kenachal is a river. Did you know that?
No.
It's not a valley. It's a nohar. Hashalulis is a stream of water. Where is the picture? Here it is. Okay, here's a shalulis. A stream of water. It divides Shemachalaka Shlali Agpecha. What does this mean? Shemachalaka Shalal Liagpecha Shamos Achero Shalmaim Shaiso Semena. It distributes spoils Liagpecha. What's Agpecha mean? To its shoulders, to its subordinates. Amois Acheros Shalmaim Shaisos Mimena. You see the picture? All the different small streams they drink, they take from the mainstream. So it says here the Hashalulis. Shalulis is this Zach over here.
The
Zach over here. And the other little ones. The other things they feed. It's a feeder. The other ones feed off this one. Okay, that's called the shalulis. That's so nachmol the rav. The shalulis amasam stream shemachalekes shalal liagpecha. It distributes spoils to its shoulders, to its subordinates. Yeah.
It distributes something. You said.
It distributes spoils, liquid.
How does it do that?
Here. Everything here is mere names.
Irrigation type of thing?
Yeah, very good.
You're not looking at me like, you know. I don't know what I'm doing.
The Derech HaYachid.
Hanachal?
It's a river. A river.
Nachal usually is a stream.
It says here, Nohar. Where have you been? Nohar is a river. I'm sorry to tell you. Look what it says.
Okay, you're right.
Shalulis. Shalulis is Lashon Shalol. Shalol means spoil. Spoils of war. Why is this called an irrigation canal? Why is an irrigation canal called a Shalulis? Because it comes from the word Shalol. Sos Anochi Al Imra Secha Kimotzei Shalol Rav. What does Shalol mean?
I have no idea.
Spoils of war.
Good.
So what are spoils of war? Why is it called spoils of war? Because spoils you distribute, you come with booty, and you distribute it to all of your comrades.
Oh, I see.
So therefore, here's the spoil. The center stream is the shalol, and it distributes from its bounty to subordinate channels.
Right.
You got that?
Got it.
That's why it's called the shalulis. A shalulis comes from the word shalol. It distributes from its bounty, from its blessing to other streams. Got it? V'ya shalulis amas amayim shemachalekes shalol liagpecha shamos acheros shalmayim shoysos mimeno other streams of water drink from the main stream. Derech hayochad, a private path, arba amas, a private path is 4 amas wide. Okay, this is derech hayochad. There, here it is. Derech HaYochid. Derech HaYochid is 4 amas wide. Adam Sechid is Mafsik. Next, let's see over here in the Rav, 4 amas. Derech HaRabim, 6 amas. Derech HaRabim is 16 amas. Now, why? What's the chiddush? She was derech harabim sheish shabbos and b'shum sefer. The nakel the boy lemisnei sefer shakol elu ein mafsekim b'ilan. What's the chiddush? Madach derech yochid is mafsek. So Allah has kam v'kam derech harabim shem mafsek. So the answer is the only reason why we're saying derech harabim is because we want to go learn about another halacha when it's not mafsek. So the chiddush is even when it's derech harabim, it's not going to be mafsek. We'll see the case in a moment. Derech harabim u'shvil harabim. What is a shvil harabim? Ushvil harabim. Shakolei leirim avsekim lebi'ilan. Kamashmon. Dafil leirich harabim. Shugu barach. Ocha v'sheish ha-sharam. Ushvil avsekim lebi'ilan. Shil harabim shil yachid. What is a shvil harabim? Here's a shvil. Shil yachid. Shvil zutar. Tuva. Deshakel. Deshakel. Kara. Umanach kara. It's only 1 foot at a time. A shvil, look what it says over here, it's less than 4 amos, and kaveh afli mosak shem silvun time, you only can walk single file, 1 foot at a time. Okay, that's a shvil. A shvil is not a derech. It's something called a derech.
What is it a derech?
A derech is a road. It's a derech. A derech. A derech. This is a shvil. A shvil is very, very narrow.
Right.
Shvil harabim, shvil yachid, hakavu, what? It's mafsek. It says, shvil harabim, shvil hayachid, hakavu, shvil hayachid, hakavu, Bimos hacham in the summertime, Bimos hagashamim, what is the middle of the year? Shvil harabim, shvil hayachid, shvil zutar tuva, it's very narrow. The shakal karo, monach karo. You take away 1 foot and you put down 1 foot. In other words, you're only able to walk 1 foot at a time. The Ashmo Inon, it's teaching you that afilu shvil harabim imhu kavua bimos hacham, it's teaching you that a shvil harabim, even a shvil harabim, if it's kavua limos sacham limos hakashamim, if it's kavua permanent for the summertime with the time kolaymar shemahalchin lo yafilu bezman shasodus zeros limos hakasham, you walk on this shvil shemahalchin lo yafilu bezman shasodus zeros limos hakasham, even when the fields are seeded in the winter time. Even the winter when the seals, normally there's a halacha that you're not allowed to walk on a field in the winter, because the winter time, since the field is seeded with zera, you're going to ruin it. You don't walk on someone's field when it's seeded, right?
Correct.
Like you don't walk when they're mopping up. You don't walk on the floor.
Okay.
So you don't walk on the field when the field is seedy, you're going to ruin it.
Right.
Yet, they make sometimes in the field a shvil, and the shvil is a permanent path where you're allowed to walk on it.
How about a field as much shasad as ruz b'mais ha'gishav? Mafsik b'n
asad? Mafsik b'n asad as ha'zruz, so therefore it's mafsik between the fields that are seeded. V'iloi iloi mafsik, but if it's not kavua, if it's not permanent, if there is no path there in the wintertime, it's only there in the summertime when there's no harm, then it's not significant and it's not mafsik between the two different areas, and you can mafish one pair for the entire field.
Correct.
Shvil harabim, or shvil hayachid, but the shvil hayachid must be a hakavua, b'mos hacham, b'mos hagashamim. V'habor, a boor, not a boor, v'habor. Sade, she'ed azuri, a boor is an empty field. It's like an empty person. People are called also a boor.
Right.
A boor is empty. Empty.
Good. Right.
Vehabur. Sadesh eina zerua.
Here it is.
Sadesh eina zerua. See, it's just stones. It's stones.
So is that good mafsik?
It is mafsik, yeah. It says. Habur, sadesh eina zerua. V'adam alo. V'adam. Where does it come from the word boor? Veho adam alo sashem. You know this pasuk? Mem Zayin, coming up soon. Veho Adam Alo Sashem. When is this Bereish Mem Zayin? Which parasha is this? I don't remember this.
Neither. Want to look?
Veho Adam, I think, where could this pasuk be? Veho Adam Alo Sashem? Where could this be, this pasuk?
Oh, it's talking about...
Oh, Yosef. Yosef says to Paro that you should collect the bor, the Mitzrayim. Ooh, the bor, the grain, the Mitzrayim. Veho Adam Alo Sashem. Because that way people will survive. They'll be survivors. Plan of action. The earth should not be desolate. Because if you're not going to go and you're not going to collect, you're not going to store the grain now to provide for the years of famine, for the 7 years of famine, then people are going to starve to death.
Yeah.
And when they starve to death, then the earth is going to be desolate.
Good.
So therefore, Yosef advised Paro, Veho Adama Lo Sashem. The earth should not be desolate.
Okay. By collecting the bar, you'll have...
By providing a supply, a food supply for the years of famine, by making a collection in the Ari Miskenes Lefaro.
Right.
Then
the warehouses.
And then there'll be food. There'll be food. Delicious food.
What does that really have to do with Ava Adava?
The earth, other means society, earth, the country, the country.
You mean the...
The country will not be desolate.
Good.
The country, the earth, the Adam lo sashem.
Should be country is different than earth. Though.
It means society, it means the world, the Welt.
Okay.
Maybe it's this parasha, or maybe it's next week's parasha. I think it's this week's parasha. Parasha Smiketz. Parasha Schanukah.
Right. Go ahead.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The Adam lo sashem. Mitargeminan ve'ara lo tovar. The translation of the word targum is lo sashem is tovar should not be desolate. Tovar. So you see the word tavar v'habur means desolation, desolation. So therefore, that's over here in this middle people. These are stones. So these stones make it desolate. Good.
Good.
Is that clear?
Excellent.
Next, can you do one mishnah here today? V'hanir.
Yeah.
What's near? Near is v'hanir is chadisha kamo niro lochem near. Yirmiyah says you should go and you should plow an area that's been plowed. Roichem gimel tolam, three different furrows. You see the furrows?
Yeah.
Three furrows. Three furrows, that's called a near. The zera acher. What's zera acher? If you have a field and you plant a different type of produce. See, a zera acher, you have melons. Here you have grain. You have melons. Rechav gimel tulem shal ma'anis ha-machresha of the furrow, of the plow. And you plant, in this area, you plant a different type of seed. God, for example, the two fields are planted with wheat, top and the bottom. And in the middle you have a karka that has a different min. What is the shi'ur of the width of the pit, of the boar, and the near, it is the width of the furrow of three tulamim, three furrows of the ma'anis, here it is, look, he shows you the tool. You see this picture 32? He's showing you this guy over here with the plow. Next. The koitzer v'akoitzer l'shachas mafsik. If you cut l'shachas, what does it mean koitzer l'shachas mafsik? What does that mean if you cut l'shachas? The kosav v'akol l'shachas lav ketzira. Anything you cut l'shachas not called ketzira. The loy chashvinen lo aschaltad. The loy chashvinen lo aschaltad the ketzira. What is shachas? Tzvua shlo hiviya shlish. Shachas is grain that's not yet grown 1/3 of its potential. The koitzer myso. Why would I want to cut it prematurely? Animal fodder. Okay.
Good.
Okay. Animal fodder. Koitz masolah achil lebehemus. The ain halacha k'rabi meir. The koitz l'shachas mafsek. If I cut l'shachas, I'm cutting this premature. Notice see over here. It's showing you that this thing is 1/3 of its growth. Koitz l'shachas kadum shegil hatu l'shlish b'shulaha. I cut it to feed the animals. So therefore, this is not. The koitz l'shachas is mafsek. Who says divir meir? V'acha chavaimim ain mafsek. In case unless charosh. Unless I plow. What does that mean? Is there a picture? Picture 34. Elim kein chorosh. Koitzel shachas, you cut, and then the chorosh. And then you plow it again. Then it's going to, but if you're not going to plow it, you're just going to harvest it. The chachamor of the opinion, it's aschalta de charisha. Just like this aschalta de gula, it's aschalta de charisha. Yeah? Ask. Oh, you were sleeping. I finished the whole Mishnah.
Right, I was sleeping. I cut it out.
Boy, you really. Near is plowed. You see this area?
Yeah, what about it?
Sadeh Chadash, it's been plowed. Look how nice it is.
Yeah, so that's a near?
That's called near. Near means plowed. It's another word for charisha, plowing.
Zerah acher.
Where have you been? Melons. Melons.
It's climbing, huh?
What? Let's assume that it's not climbing. This is a very good kasha. We have another mesechta. This is mesechta peya. We're not up to climb yet.
I think if you have, you can have fruits together with shrine.
No, not so simple. Huh? We'll leave it for mesechta peya, climb, mir tashem. When you feel better, and you're awake, then we'll learn the little bit of the zera acher. And then we have the akoytzel l'shachas. I go and I harvest his l'shachas, the animal fodder. So it's a different type of min. It's a different min. It's a male. It's going to be mafsek. The akoytzel l'shachas mafsek. Divi Rabbi Meir v'chamorim say in the mafsek. It's mafsek. Elam kinam say chorish. If I go and I harvest the l'shachas, it's not going to be mafsek unless, in addition to being chorish, in addition to being chorish for l'shachas, I'm also going to plow the area of the field. Okay, let's chaz the entire mission very clearly because we're on time. The elim of sikkim lepei, the following of things are going to be hefsek. You're going to be required to give two different corners, a corner here, a corner here. It's not going to be considered one big happy field. Hanachal is a river. The hashilulis irrigation canal. Good. It's called the shalol because it gives out the spoils to its banks. Derech
hayochid. That's considered a separation, right?
A separation. You have
to. It's giving out to its banks.
It's separation. You have to separate two different payas. The derech hayochid, a private pay, which means that it's four amos. The derech harabim, it's 16 amos.
It's a shvil. Derech hayochid is a shvil.
No, it's a derech shvil. It's not the same thing. A derech is big, four amos.
Yeah, but what is it for? It's also a road.
It's a road. It's a road. It's a derech. It's a road. It's a short road.
It's a big road, I mean.
It's only 4 amos.
But it's bigger than the shvil. Than
the shvil. The shvil is less than 4 amos. The shvil is only 1 foot.
Good.
It's 1 foot. V'derech hayochid, v'derech harabim. 16 amos. A groyser road.
Okay.
It's like a highway.
Well, what did I know? If it's derech hayochid, it's good. What did I know that?
Well, didn't we learn the Rav? Where have you been?
Yeah, what did he say?
The Rav is the kasha.
Yeah.
I think it's telling you for the next Mishnah, because when it comes to steho ilon, even if it's big, it's not going to be mafsik.
Okay. Yeah.
It's foreshadowing what's coming later on.
Good,
it's a hakdama. It's just 1 foot at a time. Mon a shakal kara, mon a kara. But if it was shul hayachid, it must be kavua. Even in the winter time, you have to be able to walk there. The habur. Habur is an empty area. Rocks. Boor. Nothing in there. Boor. Next. Vahanir. Plowed field.
Yeah.
Or if I plant melons, I plant something in different than it's mafsek. I cut a section in the middle for animals.
Right.
For animals. Mafsek. Who holds this? Rabbi Meir. No. If I cut a l'shachas, it's not mafsek. In a mafsek. El-im-kain, unless in addition to cutting it, I also plow it. El-im-kain-chorosh. If I plow it also, then it's going to be mafsek.
Okay. Very good.